Welcome to Brewing Faith. We'll get started in just a moment here. Brother Garrett will be giving us a word for Brewing Faith this afternoon. Well, good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Brewing Faith. We have a guest on this afternoon. Brother Garrett will be giving us our Brewing Faith today. Looking forward to a good word from the Lord. Brother Garrett, I think he's going to talk about faith. Imagine that on Brewing Faith.
Today we're going to be talking about faith. And if you saw the title of it, it's By Faith Moses. And I'm going to be talking, there's a lot of aspects of Moses' life that were obviously faithful. He was always faithful in terms of consistency, and he was just always there. He was just always, there was a couple times where he got pretty upset with the children of Israel, but I mean, what one of us wouldn't get a little upset with people that, you took them a mighty long ways. Or, I mean, obviously God did, but, you know, he used Moses to do it, and they were pretty upset with him and wanted to kill him a couple times and, you know, just complaining all the time. So, you know, in that aspect, I'd say he was pretty faithful. But a different part of Moses' life that I want to talk about and that he was faithful in was, if we read in Hebrews chapter 11. Can I see your Bible, Pastor? I don't know. Oh, here's the Bible. Thought I had it written down, but Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 24. This is the faith chapter. And here it talks about Moses having faith. And it says, by faith Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. And through faith he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of the blood, lest he that destroyed the firstborn should touch them. And then he goes on, you know, he led them through the Red Sea on dry land. And just an incredible man. But really, Moses, in the beginning of Moses' life, I believe he really had a lot of faith, because he couldn't see the end result. That's the whole point of faith, is, you know, he didn't get to read, you know, the end of the book and, this is going to turn out really good. You know, he just had to trust God that he had a plan, because if you really look at it, he was the major underdog here. He was going to Pharaoh, the king, the one who was, you know, in charge, and he's telling him, all these slaves, we're going to be free. We're going to leave you. We're going to take our stuff with us too when we go. And so that takes a lot of faith. And one of the quote I found on faith, and I thought this was pretty good: crazy faith is thoughts and actions that seemingly lack reason, but trusting fully in what you cannot explicitly prove. So Moses couldn't go to all the children of Israel and say, here's the evidence of us, like, we are going, this is how we're going to leave. He had to trust God that God was going to provide a way out for them. And it seemed really bleak to the children of Israel, who were in bondage or in slavery. But it's really interesting. Moses, he did two things, and I think in this chapter here in Hebrews, it points out the two things that he did. He had to refuse some things, and he had to choose things.
That's good.
He refused the pleasures of sin for a season, and he chose the people of God. He chose the long game. He realized, you know what? He could see past the instant gratification that could have been his life in Egypt. The treasures of Egypt, he could have easily... it says he chose the greater riches of God than the treasures of Egypt. And it seems like you'd think, okay, he could have lived a life of royalty. He could have lived an easy life, a very secure life. He probably wouldn't have had too much trouble living in Pharaoh's daughter's house. He refused Pharaoh and his blessing, and he forsook Egypt. And then he had to choose, but not only did he refuse some things, so, you know, like, sometimes it's easy to say, well, that's a bad decision. That's a, you know, that's the wrong thing to do. That's what, you shouldn't get involved in that. You shouldn't do this. But also, he had to choose some things that might have been hard. He chose to suffer affliction. He knew that it was going to be hard. He chose to suffer affliction. He chose to esteem Christ's greater riches. And I'll get on that later. And he chose to leave Egypt. And he chose to apply the blood on the doorposts. But we can ask the question, why did Moses do all this? But I believe it was because Moses, in verse 26, we find the answer to this. Because it says he esteemed the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. In other words, he was looking at the end. He was looking at the end game, or the final reward. He wasn't looking at the reward that was close at hand. He had respect unto the recompense of the reward, and I think that's why ultimately he chose to have faith in God, because he saw through the shallowness of Egypt. And because, and I think he could forsake Egypt because he had an encounter with God. And if you're having troubles making a choice in your life, if you're having troubles deciding at the crossroads of life, you need, just like Jacob, need to have an encounter with God, because when you see his power, you witness God's power, you'll never be the same. And I believe that's what happened to Moses. He would never be the same after that. And he would always remember that time that he met with God, that time where he had such a direct encounter with God. We'll turn to Titus chapter 2 and verse 13.
I gave Noah a verse to read.
Oh, go ahead, have him read it.
Are you there, Noah?
No.
Read that. Oh, he already lost it. Brother Noah. Hebrews chapter 11. Here we are. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse number 1. Read that real loud.
Now faith is the...
substance?
Something's of things hoped for.
For
no,
the evidence
of things not seen.
Good job. Faith is a substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Okay, go ahead and read out of Titus.
So Titus chapter 2 and verse 13 says, says, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. And you know, some people say, well, you know, works aren't those things, isn't going to save you in the end. And that's true. Works aren't going to save you in the end. But we should be zealous of good works. I mean, that's what that says right there. That he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. And I just find that interesting. And I think that's what that's what Moses wanted to do with his life. I think he was, he loved God enough, and he's like, I want, he was very zealous of doing something for God. And I think ultimately that's our faith that we have in God. We should want to do great things, and that's what Moses did. So I guess that's what I have for today. Just have faith that God will do great things for you, and look at where the outcome of look at the reward, and the pleasures of sin only last for a season, amen. But God's rewards in the end are the best. So,
amen. Thank you for that good word about faith. As Brother Garrett was teaching about this Moses, I was just thinking of myself and my life. Noah, how old do you think I am, Brother Noah?
53.
52. He's only one. I'm almost 53. In a couple, in a 3 months, I'll be 53. But in my 52 years, Brother Garrett, and again, thank you for that word, I can look and I don't know, it seems like I'm saying this a lot. I don't want to compare myself to Moses, but he went through many different things in his life. And in my 52 years, I can look at the aspect of faith and think, wow, what God has done. And sometimes it doesn't necessarily make sense, but you just go and you let God guide and God lead, and you have to put your faith in God. And so many times, I mean, I can look at different places in my life and think, well, you know, what about this? You know what? If I wouldn't have faith in God, I wouldn't have been able to do that. And I'm thankful that Moses said, I'm not going to enjoy Pharaoh's house, but I'm going to choose not to be an Egyptian. It didn't make sense to Noah. Let me ask you this question. I'm going to ask you this question. Which seemed better, okay? And we only have one student with us in Brewing Faith today. So I thought we were supposed to have more that were coming, but they must have not got done. So, Noah, you're going to get asked the question here. Talking about Moses. Brother Garrett talked about Moses. So Pharaoh's house, the palace, all of that, probably lots of gold and silver and video games. I bet they played video games, yeah. And then the choice other than the palace was the backside of the desert. That's what the Bible says. He went to the backside of the desert. So which one you think was better, Pharaoh's house or the backside of the desert?
The backside of the desert?
The backside of the desert is what Noah says. He's very spiritual this afternoon, because most people probably would say, I want Pharaoh's house. I want all the gold and silver in the video games. But no, the correct answer was it really was better in the backside of the desert. But you know why? You know why, Noah, that Moses could say, yes, that's where I need to be, the backside of the desert? It's only by faith. It's only by faith, because it didn't make sense. So thank you for that word, Brother Garrett. And man, God's good. By faith, Moses. And we must have faith in this life, and God will do amazing things. Brewing Faith, let your faith be renewed this afternoon. God bless you all. We'll see you tomorrow at 1:30, and look forward to another good word, and hopefully we have more students with us tomorrow, in Jesus' name. God bless you all. Thank you for tuning in today.